This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
As the immigration debate continues in Washington, we're going to focus now on people who are in this country illegally, people who work in the shadows and often face exploitation from employers because of their legal status. In a partnership with ProPublica, Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Jeff Tyler has our story from Chicago.
Undocumented immigrants in Chicago get nickeled and dimed in a way that doesn't happen to U.S. citizens. Here are some of the things they get charged for. Elizabeth Baido doesn't have a Social Security number. To get a job at a temp agency, she has to use an underground labor broker.
Either him or his son will fill up the application for you, and they will charge you a $5 fee.
That's illegal, but what could she do? Baido needed the job. The labor broker also charges $8 a day for a round-trip ride to the suburbs, where warehouse workers make just over $8 an hour. She says workers who arranged other transportation risked retaliation.
If you wanted to bring your own car, it was kind of like you were taking your own risk of getting laid off.
At the end of the week, the company didn't pay Baido directly.
You wouldn't get your check at the factory. You actually have to go pick it up at a currency exchange. And so you wouldn't have the option to do direct deposit or you bring your own checks to your bank.
Even immigrants with their own bank accounts are obligated to use a check cashing service, which charges them 1 to 2% of their paycheck. And if the check comes to, say, $200.70, a middle-aged worker named Estella says one check casher often pockets that change.
He doesn't give the change because he says he doesn't have any pennies.
It's illegal to force workers in Illinois to cash a check at a specific check casher. And, of course, it's illegal to steal a worker's pennies. But many workers get cheated out of much more money. A middle-aged woman named Delfina says she hasn't been paid for 40 hours, so she's out about $350. And on top of the extra fees paid by the undocumented, people like Isidro Bayana also get hit with the normal deductions.
From my check, they take $25 for Medicare, and I pay $15 for Social Security.
He doesn't ever expect to collect on those benefits, so they become just another fee for working while undocumented. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And you can hear more from our series about Chicago's underground labor brokers at marketplace.org.